علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to the Gate of Knowledge program. We are here with the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha, the commandment and the letter of will of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, his first son alayhi salam. We talked about the teachings of the life of dunya as Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam described in the second paragraph of this letter, and then we continued with the very last part of this dunya, catching on with a really beautiful and heart-touching words of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says, Ya Hassan, wajadtuka ba'di, I found you to be part of me, or a part of myself. Rather, وَبَلْ وَجَدْتُكَ كُلِّي, rather, I found you, my whole, my entirety, as if you are my everything. That's how every true father feels about their children, about their descendants, about their offsprings. I'm not talking about those fathers who forget about their children, but a true Muslim should feel that responsibility about their children till the very end. And the mom says, you don't have to spoil your children. Rather, you have to leave them with advices and teachings that can support them throughout their life. بَلْ وَجَدْتُكَ كُلِّي حَتَّى كَأَنَّا, it's as if, to the extent, شَيْئًا, if something befell on you, لَوْ أَصَابَكَ أَصَابَنِي, it's as if it has befell me. وَكَأَنَّ الْمَوْتَ لَوْ أَتَاكَ أَتَانِي, it's as if death reaches you, it has reached me. فَعَنَانِي مِنْ أَمْرِكَ مَا يَعْنِينِي مِنْ أَمْرِ نَفْسِي, your affairs meant to me what my own matters meant to me. فَكَتَبْتُ لَيْكَ كِتَابِي مُسْتَذْهِرًا بِهِ, I wrote this letter to you, O my beloved Hassan. A father doesn't need to say I love you to his children or to his son so that they know their father loves them. A letter like this is the highest level of love expressed from a father to a son. Let's take a break and come back.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
We're back with the Gate of Knowledge program. The words of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha. Imam says, فَكَتَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ كِتَابِي مُسْتَذْهِرًا بِهِ إِنْ أَنَا بَقِيتُ لَكْ أَوْ فَنِيتُ, I wrote this letter to you so that you seek help from this letter or from the teachings of this letter, whether I remain alive for you or cease to exist. These words are the words of love from Amir al-Mu'mineen. And these teachings are not only meant for Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba. We can think of it as something that Amir al-Mu'mineen has addressed to all of us, as those who claim, even if we are not the true followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, yet at least we love them. At least we have that mahabba deep down in our hearts. And then Imam says, after mentioning these heart-touching phrases, Imam says, فَإِنِّي, my beloved Hassan, أُوسِيكَ بِتَغْوَى اللَّهِ, if there is any advice that I want to leave you with, I advise you to fear Allah, to have taqwa, to be God-fearing. Ay bunayya, O my beloved son, wa luzum amre, to abide by his commands, to never disobey him, wa imarate qalbika bidhikri, construct your hearts, enliven your hearts, fill your heart with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal i'tisam bihablih, and clench to the rope of Allah. As the Holy Quran says, وَاَعْتَسَمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. One of the consequences or one of the advantages of the clinging to the rope of Allah is that you avoid disunity. Oh my son Hassan, do this. Avoid from disunity. Stick to the unity. Inshallah, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum again. We took a short break and we're back. We were talking about the 31st letter of Nahjul Balagha and the heart-touching lines that Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam was giving advices to his son. He says, وَإِمَارَةَ قَلْبِكَ بِذِكْرِ, construct your heart. If you want to build your heart, what are the materials of it? What are the bricks? What are the infrastructure? It is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our hearts are built with the remembrance of Allah, then depression means nothing for us. Then all these mental and psychological disorders that many of us are suffering from in this life of dunya wouldn't be out there. With a single issue and problem in the life of this dunya, we go depressed. We face a divorce, or we face a loss, or we need constant consultations. Nothing wrong with that. But look at the life of our scholars. Look at the life of our ulama. It has been said that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi was in his class of Bahth al-Kharij, and they brought the news to him that Agha Sayyid Mustafa, his son, who Imam Khomeini had his entire hope and trust in him, has become martyred. Guess what Imam's reaction was? If we were there, and if we had one of our children who was the most pious, who was the most knowledgeable, who was someone that we had left our entire hope of the future in, and they brought the news that that man is not with us anymore, he's been martyred, what would our reaction be? We would ruin the entire world after that. Imam showed zero reaction. Not that he was emotionless, no. He had emotions, of course. I'm pretty sure he had. But his faith in his heart was so strong that he was able to cope with all of it. And then the mom said, it's okay, we continue our classes, we continue the studies. It's as if it's the normal life. إِمَارَةَ قَلْبِكَ بِذِكْرِكَ. Our only way to construct our heart is with the remembrance of Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you, I make dua, never ever let the remembrance of you, let the dhikr of you leave our hearts. Inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.